As you heard on WNYC, the Dow closed down 5.5% today, or a whopping 511 points to 8,522. The NASDAQ lost around 5%. The S&P shed 6%. On Capitol Hill, it was a day to grill bond ratings agencies.
Do you have a double standard where you give corporate bonds preferential treatment compared to municipal bonds, Mr. Sharma?
No, Congresswoman. We have a single global consistent scale.
That's California Congresswoman Diane Watson questioning Devin Sharma, president of the S&P credit rating agency. Sharma and representatives of Fitch and Moody's were on the Hill to defend themselves against charges that they gave rosy assessments of bonds they knew were actually risky. Also in the news today, one of the largest publishers of penny savers and community newspapers, Gatehouse Media of Fairport, New York, near Rochester, was delisted from the New York Stock Exchange. Business Week's Robin Farzad has been watching share values at Gatehouse and other companies deflate, and he joins us now. Welcome to WNYC.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. Robin, from what I've read, a number of companies are trading so low they could be delisted. Circuit City, Sirius, XM Satellite Radio, and a certain chain of drugstores with over 100 outlets in our area, Rite Aid. What does that mean to be delisted?
It's mostly just a reputational slap in the face. The exchanges, the NYSE and the NASDAQ, have listing requirements to kind of keep up appearances. You have to be able to file your financial statements on time. You have to have a certain stock price. I mean, they don't like what's called single-digit midgets for these $2 and $1 stock trading. It's a pejorative thing to be known as a penny stock. So over time, if they see that you've been slacking off, they give you a warning and give you the boot months later. But what we saw today was the NASDAQ suspending certain requirements because it's gotten so bad for so many companies that effectively you have the professor bending the curve here.
Rite Aid stock plummeted to about 54 cents. What they did to avoid delisting was a reverse stock split. Could you explain that? And what's the prognosis for Rite Aid? Will we see some of these chains close here in the metro area?
That's right. A reverse stock split is just, it's a case of, here I have six halves of an apple, or I have, 12 pieces. It's like six in one hand, half dozen in the other. All they're doing is saying, for example, for every five shares you have, we're going to convert that into one share so we can get what's now at 50 cents to be worth $2.50. It's just a cosmetic ledger domain. But Rite Aid's woes actually go back to a really terrible accounting scandal that happened during the internet bust. So not many people were paying attention. A lot, certain subset of the executives ended up in prison, and they never really recovered from that at the beginning of the decade. And now that an economy hits hard and you have stronger players in the market, namely CVS and Walgreens, and here in New York, Duane Reade is quite a bit more ubiquitous, these guys have seen their financials deteriorate rather rapidly.
Now, Rite Aid and many of the other companies I mentioned in this delisting danger zone weren't necessarily invested in the housing market or risky financial instruments. Is this just a fact of the bear market? Should we expect a lot more delistings?
Yes. In fact, they've spiked quite a bit since this time last year. We saw delistings were all the rage in 2001 and 2002 as we were coming off the tech stock boom. Things fall apart. Companies lose momentum. Some companies that shouldn't have been public to begin with, we learned that the hard way with the internet boom, rapidly there was a mass die-off, a mass extinction got taken out. And in any recession, especially a deeper-looking, dangerous, precarious one like this, you're going to get a lot of companies that get the boot.
Robin, last question. In light of the rough close on the Dow, why does the Dow so often seem to lose hundreds of points in just the last hour or two of trading?
This is really where Alan Greenspan in his bestseller, The Age of Turbulence, at least thematically hit the nail on the head. It would have been unthinkable to have this many multi-hundred-point declines just a few years ago, but the Dow Jones was trading for quite some time over 10,000, so 500 points here and there isn't that much. But you have so many different things that can't be extricated from it. Hedge funds that are forced to sell liquid devices, that they're stuck in these derivative securities and they get investor redemption. So they want to sell what they're able to sell. So there are lots of babies being thrown out with the bathwater here. And it's shocking, actually, if you look at a chart of the past 3 months, how many times the Dow has gone up and fallen more than 300-400 points. I think it's unprecedented.
Robin Farzad is senior writer at Business Week. Thanks so much.
Thank you.